Boone Mayor John Slight joins us for our Tuned In program on KWBG.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
It's welcome to the new year.
Yeah, getting a little snow.
A little flurry activity. We'll say that, since the last time we had a visit, or you visited,
you were gone last time.
Yeah, I was gone. And we had a lot of inclement weather.
We did.
And Public Works, again, came up last night to some commendation, really, for the amount of work they did and stuff that
did a great job.
Some real challenges. And then with a variety of the rain and everything else that came in here.
Yeah. New Public Works director. Well, not he's been there, but he's now running the show. Has been, actually, for a bit. But, no, they did a great job. I had a lot of calls. A lot of people wanted me to thank them. We did try very hard. You know, it all depends on when it snows. It's all about timing, but we tried to keep throughout the day, keep that, you know, as it warmed up a little there, it got pretty slushy, and we tried to keep that scraped off. So, because obviously we know it's going to freeze again at night, trying to avoid those humps in the intersections that we don't seem to have as much anymore. I think they do a good job on trying to keep things cleaned up. So, but yeah.
Especially when you're having 40 below wind chill and those winds. Drifting, there are certain parts of town where there drifting is a more than a challenge.
You are right. Out there by that road on the way to Fairway, there used to be snow fence put up. That just drifts in so quick. There's different parts of town. Just we're constantly reopening it.
And this was the first time they actually plowed to 17.
You're right.
It was because you have a new agreement in place with the county, and part of it is, since you already do the industrial park, you run it all the way out to 17 now.
Take it out to 17, yep. It's part of a 2080 agreement with the county, and then they do some areas where they're closer to. They're actually in the city, so it works good both ways.
There were some challenges out there, and man, some of those drifts were really hard.
I know.
That was...
I was in it.
You were out there in it.
We're out there moving cars, yeah.
Had to keep them going. Well, big thing, of course, from the council meeting last night, and you did have a resignation from Stephen Ray. Councilmember Stephen Ray decided after 19 years, step back.
Yep.
And once again, for a variety of reasons, he submitted a resignation, went into effect. So the question was, traditionally, the council has taken a look at filling by appointment. And especially when it's a short.
Right.
Yeah, you're talking really until November.
Until November, right. So the issue at hand is, do you appoint somebody and then the community or the residents have an opportunity to put a petition together to have a special election? From past experience, that's what's happened. I mean, to me,
Most recently.
But, I mean, to me, it was a 5-1 vote. Councilman McGinn voted no to have a special election. And his reasoning was because of the cost of it, and which makes sense. It's probably the right decision. The issue at hand is, though, it is an elected position, and I do believe the people should have a say in who will be in there.
Traditionally, they don't show.
You're right.
I mean, they talk, show to vote.
You're right. So, yeah, we always have low numbers on the city elections. So, anyway, the council said, you know what? Let's just bypass this thing. Let's go right to a special election. So we'll have more information to come as to what you'll need to do if you want to run for that. It's an at-large seat. So everybody in the community will be able to vote, and you'll fulfill the remaining term. So that means you would have to run again in November. So whoever does this is going to have to, unless they get in there and just don't like it. But
basically what you've done is direct staff, take the steps necessary to go with a special election.
Right.
So that's what they'll be starting on today.
Yep. So, you know, and like we talked about last night, the county's going through a very similar thing with the sheriff's position. You know, that was the supervisor appointed a person, and now there's petitions all over town asking for an election, which here we go again. It is an elected position. So, and I think it does depend on how much is left
in
that
term. That's 2 years.
That's 2 years. So that's lengthy. This is, 8 months probably. So,
well, we'll see. Again, it's a matter of going through the process now. So we'll allow candidates, people that are interested. And you did indicate that you did have some people that had expressed an interest.
I've had a few people reach out to me and ask what the process was going to look like. And obviously I said, well, we've got to wait till our council meeting, which was last night, to see which direction the council wanted to go. And it was pretty obvious right away. The council's like, we know if we appoint somebody, in all likelihood, there's going to be a petition come forward to have a special. So let's just bypass that, go right to an election. So,
Okay.
So those people that did reach out to me, you can, we'll get you the information. You'll have to go out and get signatures. And the number, I'm not sure. Typically, it's been 25. I don't know. I don't want to say that for sure.
We'll find out. And once that information becomes available, and it'll be later this month, they'll get it. But you have to have publications say we are going to hold a special election for this, and we'll go ahead with that. So that's how to get filled. And then in the meantime, we'll just keep moving ahead with other things. Because you have budget to do.
We do.
And you started, really, the first part last night was hotel-motel tax. And the issue was, I guess, not over the last couple of years, you've had sizable areas commitments out of that for some economic development purposes.
Right.
And of course, the mainstay is always CVB.
Yes.
I'm thinking back to the actual election. I know most of the talk was, well, it'll support CVB because that supports the hotel motel tax.
Right.
The one thing that it never spelled out how much goes there, but you did actually, because of the work they've been doing, allocate a little more.
Yeah. So, yeah, the process started last night. We had $225,000 in requests, which is pretty typical. Mm-hmm. We always have more requested than money to give out. So we had $175,000 to work with. You're right, CVB, which they requested $80,000. We gave them $65,000, and which is actually $5,000 more than last year, and last year was a farm progress year. So we felt like we were really kind of giving them a good bump. And they do the Knights on the Green downtown. They do a lot of, you know, and I brought it up last night. I said, how much does, you know, Boone County Convention Visitors Bureau, how much does Boone County give? And they don't give anything. So they're going to, I know, make a request to the supervisors for some help because they're doing a lot and they're busy. And and I think Chris Blocker's doing a great job. And their board is, you know, they're working and they're in constant contact with us. But I don't think we should be the only ones supporting it. I think Ogden is now giving some and helping out. So,
well, we do know, obviously, State Fair.
Yes,
that's the big.
I mean, they're promoting Boone and Boone County, and that's huge. You've got their, you know, the.
I just look at the number of people that ended up coming because of Rail Explorers.
Rail Explorers, a perfect example. That probably would not have happened if it wasn't for CVB. They're the ones that worked with them, talked to them, got them here, and so that's just one thing. And then, you know, you've got the railroad, you've got Seven Oaks, you've just got, you know, Ledges. There's a lot of things in Boone County that get promoted. So, I'm asking for a little help from the supervisors.
Well, we do know that's a big part of it. But one of the other big parts is you do economic development out of that. And again, that's part of what the state law allows for hotel motel.
Right.
Now, the one thing I was going to ask, too.
Yeah.
The $175,000, that's anticipated what you'll be receiving in the fiscal year.
Right.
And I know that Finance Director Andrea Almquist gulped a little bit there a couple of the when some of the months came in well below what she anticipated, but some of it's come back.
It has come back, and it's always an estimate. She does a great job. She's always very close. She does a good job with that, but we want to make sure we're not going to miss it by too much. Here we are giving out money. We can't give out money we don't have, so we got to be careful. And so she does a good job with that. But as I look at the requests last night, there was a couple I questioned a little bit. Fireworks, for example. I mean, I budget $10,000. It's more than that now. You know, I used to say we have a $10,000 show. Well, it's about a $13,500 show. So, but if I didn't have fireworks, I mean, I think the town would be upset. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important. And it does bring people to the community from outside. So
we've got that. And then, you do some additional fundraising for that to offset.
We do. And then there's commitments that we've made that we've decided to pay out of hotel motel. Iowa Railroad Historical Society, we're on our fourth year of a five-year commitment.
Yeah. And this was part of their capital campaign.
Right. So that's $5,000. You mentioned Ames Economic Development. So we're giving them $55,000, and we've decided to pay some of this out of this hotel motel because they're helping also create people coming to our community, and they've just done a fantastic job. I know I've spoke on that in the past.
And then our local, Boone. Boone County Economic.
Yes, Boone County Economic Development. I think they requested 15 and we gave them 10, I believe it was. I didn't write them down. I'm going by memory. Yeah. But, you know, there was a couple of things. Camp Hanishaw asked for $5,000. I'm like, well, that's out in the county. You know, is the county helping out here? And no one could answer that question. We did go ahead and commit our $5,000. A lot of Boone residents use Camp Hanishaw for some daycare type things, and they use the pool. So we felt that was important. But these are all things.
And Fairboard.
Fairboard, correct. Yeah. And, you know, that's a county thing as well. Yeah. But the people of Boone, we use it. We use it. And they've been very good. And I always wish we could give them more. Yeah. But there's just only so many dollars to go around. HRDA. I get questioned about HRDA a lot. Now, HRDA asks for a fair amount of money from each community every year. It costs a lot of money to run those buses. And so I typically send them over to Human Services because it really fits there. And I know they gave them some money as well. So we try to make sure everybody gets something if it fits into the parameters. So,
sometimes you have a little leftovers. Yeah. I know that usually you'll get a request middle of the year kind of thing for something. And if you have some dollars available there, sometimes you use those. But you don't carry a big reserve.
We don't. This is one we don't carry a huge reserve. But there are those instances where all of a sudden maybe there's a baseball tournament coming. And it happens mid-year and they come in and request some money. We always try to help out on those car shows. We've had tractor show, you know. So there's different things, but you know, we're going to try to do the best we can and try to help them if the money's there. So we're cautious when we do this because it is an estimate, but we're pretty comfortable as well. So,
well, you mentioned like Ames Economic Development. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we'll say that basically this would be about half of the contract services you get from them.
Right.
People need to remember there's the, you know, there's a lot of things that
they do a lot.
A lot of service they provide.
They do.
Not just here, but
no, they do. So, and when we first hired them and worked out a contract with them, we took a little bit of grief. Well, I can't believe you'd hire Ames. You know, they're going to give Ames first shot now. So they do Boone, Huxley, Nevada, I think Story City. Now they're helping out in Ogden.
Down in Madrid.
Madrid. So they've expanded, and they have people that just – they focus on those communities. But, for example, like if we need a grant, I mean, they specialize in grant writing. They specialize in downtowns. They specialize in just a variety of things because they have the staff to do it.
And I know that some people say, well, you've got people here that can write grants, but
it takes time. It takes time.
And our folks don't really have anybody really on staff with that expertise.
We don't. And keep in mind, we run pretty lean. I mean, we do run lean right now. I can give you an example. Our police department, we're we may be four officers short. Well, guess who's stepping up and taking some of those shifts? Right. Our police chief, our police commander, they're filling in. So they don't have time to sit down and write a grant. I mean, they're busy working. And it goes that way with public works. We've always ran lean there. Fire department, our city staff's pretty, I mean, there's not a lot. We just don't have a lot of employees. But we've tried to run it the most efficient way possible.
Again, the dollars you've had coming back. By the way, Ames EDC, their new chairman of their committee for this year, Reynolds Kramer. Just going to throw that one in there.
Good. That's
awesome. That came out yesterday.
Yeah. So
that's one of those things. We do have that going on, and I do know one of the other things that came up last night. Again, that's just part. That's where you do have some discretionary spend.
We do.
One of the other things you mentioned, again, going to the human service part of it, and that will be that's part of your local option sales tax.
It is.
And again, voters did approve that back in the 90s, and it's 75% for capital projects, capital expenditures, 20% property tax relief, 5% for human service. And there will be an application process for that coming up for those agencies that are eligible there. So, again, they can get that. And I know that's another area because during goal setting, that's a thing that your finance officer brought up. I did talk a little bit with Bill Scare when he was on. The concern about if the legislature decides, because they talk about property tax changes and things like that, and you do have some concerns about might come out.
We do. We have some major concerns. And these are things that if there's anything I've learned, this will be 20 years, they start talking about it 3 to 4 years prior to, and then the thing gains speed and all of a sudden it happens, and those things trickle down and affect the city. So we're constantly watching, because 9 out of 10 times it comes true. Whenever they start talking about something and it does, it comes back and affects the city, and usually in a negative way. And it may be to them it's a positive, maybe tax relief for the state, but keep in mind some of those dollars affect the services that we have. So we need to keep a close eye on those things. But every time we get a reduction from the state, we've got to make it up somewhere.
I know the perfect example when the commercial, and you know, not that commercial properties shouldn't be balanced out, but the apartments in particular were done commercially and then changed to the residential.
Yes.
That has been probably your huge
That
big
was a
impact.
Huge effect. That was what I would call a negative impact, now positive for the people that own those properties.
Sure.
But those dollars come back and affect the services that we offer, because we've got to fight and scrape to come up with those dollars. So it's a fine line. I always tell people, you know, you think you're doing a good thing here and it may have a negative impact over here, so you got to watch what you're doing. But I've always believed in, let's have some growth. That growth will help us run our services, do those things that we have. Because, you know, I use an example. You call 911, for example. You know, Boone, we're pretty spoiled. You're going to get, if it's an emergency, you're going to get police there, fire there, an ambulance there. A lot of communities, nobody shows up.
Yeah.
So, but we got to have the dollars to maintain those types of services.
Well, we do know that other services that are going to be requiring some additional dollars, and the council did approve the first consideration of ordinances, raising your water and your sewer rates. We touched on this before. Last time water rates were adjusted, probably 6-7 years ago.
Yep, 2016, I believe it was.
And it's been a decade since the sewer rates were last done. Of course, they were done massively back then, but you had a pretty massive project going on.
We did,
on,
yeah.
Too.
That's when we were put under the mandate by the state to fix our sewer trunk lines. And, you know, we spent millions of dollars underground. Because it just, you know, it's like most communities. I'm not blaming anybody, but you just keep kicking the can down the road. And finally, we were put under a mandate, had to fix it. So we did it.
And it was, again, had a resident concern about backup.
That's right. They had a fair argument there. So it was 16 communities total were put under that mandate. We kept plugging away and going.
You got yours done.
I wonder if the others did.
All of them. Anyway, not to the amount. But these are rates that really are not going to be kicking in until 2026.
Right.
And you're talking starting a process of 2% a year, again, to continue to meet some of the costs, some
inflation.
Of the demand.
Yeah, it's no different. Things go up. I mean, I can't recall them going down, and expenses go up. And to run these two plants that we have, I mean, there's major projects that we need to do. We're currently have a major project going at the wastewater plant. Everything we do at water and wastewater plant is very costly. But people want clean water. They want good service. And that's what we try to maintain. But the expenses keep going up. So we've got to – we try not to affect the residents. But obviously, we got to increase it a little bit just to stay with – the gains that, you know, are happening.
So we'll have more considerations on that. The ordinances, they'll be coming up. But again, you are looking at some pretty significant capital projects.
Yes.
The one you touched on, of course, that's going on, that's part of the inflow and infiltration, sump pump inspection, I call it.
Yeah.
Which has been progressing pretty well.
It has.
WHKS doing that. That's an ongoing project. But the disinfection project down there, that's a mandate.
It is.
And that's really what drove a lot of this.
It is. And that was the one that we were hit with several years ago. And with the amount of what it was going to cost, we sat down with the DNR, worked out a plan. We've went through that plan. We've gotten to the point now where we're doing the project. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten some grant dollars to help out. Run it. We've ran into a lot of snags on this project. And
it's one of those where
I just go every day. I wonder what's going to happen next, because you know this is leaking. This, you know, but if you think about it, that plant was built in the 90s.
Yep.
So
94,
and I think we found a few errors that probably happened when it was built, and to not blame anybody, but those are the things you run into when you start getting underground and digging, and it's a mess.
It's been a real challenge. I kind of felt sorry for the contractor, but
yeah, I know.
You know, they keep working at
it.
So. But that's a pretty substantial
project.
And again, well past your completion date.
Mm-hmm.
So, So we get into budget time here. Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. You do have multiple meetings. Let's see, your next regular meeting is set for the 16th.
Right.
And I believe, is it before that or after that you're going to have your budget meeting? I think it's after.
I think it is after. I got to remember. I got so many meetings this month that
we got a few of them in.
Yeah.
But we will be having that. It comes up after that. And that's going to be the one where really your department heads have put together everything, and you'll be going through the whole works.
We'll go through the whole thing. We'll lay it out. We'll look at projects that department heads have prioritized, what they need. And the nice thing is when it finally gets to myself and the council, our city administrator and finance officers pretty much work through it, letting us know where we're at dollar-wise, if we can afford these projects, is it something that needs to be put back? But it's also just the day-to-day operations of all of our departments. So you got to have the dollars to make it happen. And we are being very careful on what we're doing. You know,
The one thing that came up, because I want you to comment a little bit about this, but we talk about your capital improvement plan, mm-hmm. which is like a five-year plan that constantly getting updated. Yeah. But when you came in several years ago, you did have, at that time, one of your city administrator, Luke Nelson, at the time, I think started, a five-year financial plan?
Yes.
And Andre Almquist has picked up with that and just continued on. That's one where you take a look, what if property taxes do this? What if local option tax?
So, yes.
I mean,
we're constantly looking forward. Yeah, we're looking to where we think we're going to end up. And she does a fantastic job, along with Bill Scare. They do this, but they'll project, you know, 5 years out. They'll look, hey, now 2 years out, we may get hit with this. 3 years out, this may happen. So we've got to be very conscious of what we're doing and what we're spending. And that's why I say it's important we have so much growth. We got to have some growth. Some people, I don't want it to be a big community. Yeah, but we still have to maintain some growth, bring in some tax dollars.
Some new revenue.
With some new revenue, because insurance goes up. Wages go up, you know, and I've talked to people in other communities with as far as wages. I know one community, our former administrator talked about 10 to 14% pay increases. Well, that's huge, you know, but they're trying to keep up with the metro. That's a different deal. But when you start looking at dollars like that and looking at your staff, it's substantial. But now they have the growth to maintain those types of things. So that's where I say we need some growth. Keep an eye on what we're doing. Andrea does a good job, and she's tipped us off many a times. Hey, now year three is going to be tough if we don't do this, or this, or year four, whatever.
So you start planning well ahead for it.
Yes, and you're right on the capital improvements. We've moved projects that were, I remember when I first became mayor, West Boone Water Tower, fire truck, or aerial truck, remember? Mm-hmm. Those two things were way up, and then they just kept moving and moving. We didn't do the West
Got the aerial.
But those things, they just move, and we have to prioritize because they're expensive.
Yeah. And then by working new water mains and things like that, took care of a lot of the water pressure issues and didn't need the water.
Right. Tower. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Doesn't just happen. All right. We did want to have you talk a little bit about the new move the city has done to make available information for those that would like to be in the loop.
Got it.
Got it.
Yeah,
and this is something you guys had talked about,
right.
and again, as a council, wanting to make more information accessible.
Right. Often we hear that we need to be more transparent, so we try the best we can. We're on the radio. We've got a website. We're constant water bill. We put letters in. So we're constantly trying to reach out to people and notify them of things that are happening. This is a perfect example. You can sign up for, it's e-notify. You're going to get it. I think we have it on the site on how you can go through and sign up. Very simple. But you can say, hey, I want to be emailed the city council agenda. I'd like to see the park board agenda. Like, we're just trying to get more information out to people so they become more knowledgeable. Because often we sit there at the council and we may have talked about things for 2 months. Then people show, I didn't know anything about it. I can't believe you're doing this. I didn't know anything about it. We're trying to keep people more informed.
Make it accessible to
them. So this is something you can use. You can sign up, and I can kind of read through this. It's sign up for e-notify, and I can walk you through it. So you better go to the website. It's very simple, though, but you just click on it. You get signed up, and then you pick what you want, okay? Yeah. So you'll be able to pick, hey, I want this. I don't need to know about this. I don't care about whatever. So, and we'll get you the information.
So, and
pretty slick,
pretty easy to do. And once again, looking at, make sure the public has a chance; they can go on and do that. So. And if you're just doing it over your phone, once again, you can get it. Just come to your phone, email, and you can take a look at what the agendas are and see what's happening.
And I think, our, like, for example, I go back to how we notify people about the snow ordinance. I think that's been a huge success. You know, I tell people, get signed up for that. Because, well, I didn't know anything about it. Well, it's as simple as getting signed up. We're going to text you and let you know when it's on, when it's off, and it's just that easy. Yep. But
here we go.
Yeah.
Plenty coming up. Special election information will be forthcoming.
Yes.
Boone Mayor John Slight, a guest on our program today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.